I thought we could continue with our practice of meditation this morning, and just a little kind of recap. So remembering that the encouragement is to be present, rather than to be approaching our practice, our meditation, with the idea of getting something in the future or getting into some special state. We instead focus our intention, focus our effort on being present. And what I encouraged yesterday, I offered a guided meditation just to support relaxing in the body. And I think this is something you can do yourselves today, but remembering to use the sense of contact with the cushion or the chair as a kind of basis for your posture, and to pay particular attention to the face and the neck and shoulders, just to make sure that they're soft, loose. It can be helpful to take a little bit of time to find a comfortable posture, a good balance. So those of you on the floor, that's good. Sitting either cross-legged or kneeling on a chair is fine. The important thing is to find a nice, balanced, upright posture so you're not having to move around too much. Having said that, I don't insist that you sit absolutely still, because that actually can create a sense of tension and anxiety. You know, if you need to shift gently, change your posture slightly, that's absolutely fine. In fact, if you're very sleepy or very restless and need to stand up for a few moments, that also is absolutely fine. The encouragement would be to try to do these things as gently as possible so you're not disturbing the people around you, or at least have minimal disturbance for the people around you. So you just move very gently and quietly. It's not a big deal. And what I thought I would like us to focus on today, we'll use the breath as the focus for our awareness, at least for this morning. And what I would suggest is to encourage not only coming back to the breath, using the breath as the anchor for us in the present moment, but to just contemplate a change in relation to the breath, just like the flow of our lives. I think one of the things that can happen for human beings, certainly I noticed it for myself, is that we kind of feel as though we're going to go on forever. There's no sense of anicca, impermanence, just that we'll always be here. That's an important thing to consider, because actually none of us are always going to be here. In 10 years' time, probably only about half of us will be here, maybe. We don't know. So that's an important aspect of it, but also to cultivate a sort of moment-by-moment awareness of change. Sort of having breathed in, you might be really enjoying the inhalation, then, damn it, I've got to breathe out now. Just to see how life itself is a kind of a flow. It's not a fixed, solid thing that we can control according to the way we want it. It's going to keep moving. So rather than getting anxious about that or trying to hold on to it, try to fix it, learning how to just live with the flow of conditions is a really important skill. So what I find helpful with this is just to keep this moment-by-moment awareness. So it's kind of like a dance. There's a wonderful line in one of T.S. Eliot's poems about to apprehend the point of intersection of time with the timeless. So just being able to be with each moment as it changes is something that we can aspire to. We won't always manage it, we'll get stuck on things. It's like a river flowing, and every now and again there's an obstacle and it gets stuck, it can't flow smoothly. And then the obstacle gets washed away and then it can flow smoothly. And the same in our own lives, we can get stuck on something. We, You know, we try to hold on to something. We can't. We're not. There's a blockage or a lack of freedom. And so, you know, part of our practice is to be aware of when it's got stuck, and to take an interest in that. Sometimes it clears by itself. Sometimes there are strategies we need to implement to support a movement of it. But the one thing that's absolutely certain is that it's going to change. So even the most apparently impossible permanent mind states do shift and change. So my encouragement is to begin to contemplate this just through the simple awareness of the breathing process and the body itself. You know, just notice how during the day how it shifts and changes. So I suggest you take a few moments to find your preferred meditation posture, to make sure that you're sitting up nice and straight and with a sense of ease, and then just to, you know, in your own time, just come to the breath and find your own rhythm of breathing, and just to contemplate anicca, or change. We'll sit for about half an hour this time. And as I said yesterday, if you find using a mantra, a word or a short phrase helpful, linked with the breath, by all means, do so. And the other thing that I would encourage is a alertness and attentiveness to notice when you're not with the breath, when the mind has slipped away onto something that seems more interesting or more important. Just try to notice that, and so you come back quickly. You know, set whatever it is to one side and either just let it go completely or decide to come back and contemplate or investigate the theme at a suitable time. But for now, our interest is the breath and the body, this moment as we experience it. If you notice that you're a little bit drifty and dreamy, then it's good to pay attention to that. Make sure that you're attentive, alert. And if necessary, you can open your eyes or even stand up. If you find that you're in a little bit of a dream state, the idea is to be fully present, alert, attentive, aware of the breath as it happens, here, now.